My friend, if you're a born-again Christian, God is with you. Amen? God is with you. Look at Isaiah 41, if you would, starting in verse 10 this morning. We'll look at 10 through 13 together. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. So our title today, I am with thee. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we love you so much. We can't praise you enough for who you are and what you've done for us through Jesus Christ. And Lord, as we reflect on that today, that you've given us eternal life, you've given us a home in heaven, you've given us your presence, may we just rejoice that you are with us always. And Lord, may it encourage us to be faithful and to serve you with the gifts and the power you've entrusted unto us. May you be glorified as we look into your word together. May you guide us in your truth. May hearts be stirred. And Lord, if there's someone not born again, I pray today they would realize they just need to trust Jesus Christ, and they can be. Thy will be done. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Fear thou not. All through the scriptures, God tells us, as his children, not to fear. If you're not born again, there's plenty to fear. God says, fear not them which can kill the body, but fear him which can kill body and soul in hell. Fear God. But if you're a Christian, you have absolutely nothing to fear, because God is with us. Hallelujah. What is there to fear if God is with us? Let's look at some verses together on this, Psalm 27 and verse 1. And I just want us to be reminded this morning, we are never to fear. If there's a trial coming, if there's an attack coming, God designed it, God allowed it, God has a purpose in it. So we have never reason to fear. Notice Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Look at Psalm 56:11. Psalm 56:11, just going to encourage you this morning, fear not. Psalm 56:11, in God I put my trust, I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Psalm 118, verse 6. Psalm 118, verse 6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Amen? I will not fear. One more, Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. I will not be afraid. God says to us, to his children, fear thou not. Why? Let's go back and see Isaiah 41, verse 10. Why? For I am with thee. Folks, the all-powerful creator of the universe is with us. So what is there to fear? Man? Piddly man? Compared to Almighty God? But the devil uses fear against us all the time to cripple us, to slow us down, to stop us from doing what we should do for God. God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. If you go to Joshua 1, we're going to get there soon on Sunday nights. Joshua 1:9, one of my favorite verses in all the Old Testament. I hope many of you have it memorized. This is God encouraging Joshua before he leads the Israelites into the promised land. They're finally getting to go in after 40 years of wandering. Here's what God said to Joshua, Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. And here's the reason. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Joshua, there's nothing to fear because I'm with you. And God says to you and me, there's nothing to fear because I am with you. Amen. Look at Matthew 28, 20. Jesus Christ here in Matthew 28 had risen from the dead and was empowering but also encouraging his disciples, giving them their marching orders, which we call the Great Commission. And look what he says in verse 19. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. There's our mission. Amen? But look what he says after giving the mission. For, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Here's your mission. Go do it, and I'm with you. God never says, here's your mission, and I'll see you on the other side. He always says, here's what you need to do, but I'm going to be with you. Praise God. And then, of course, Hebrews 13:5. Many of you know the second half, at least by memory. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. If you're a child of God, God says, fear not. Why? Because he's with us. Always. He is always with us. He goes on to say in Isaiah 41:10, be not dismayed. That is the Old Testament way of saying, don't worry. Don't be anxious. Why? For I am thy God. We have nothing to fear, and we have nothing to worry about. That's what God is telling us. Look at Psalms 55:22, and then we'll look at the New Testament equivalent. Psalm 55:22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. What are we supposed to do with our burdens? Give them to God. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. We get to the New Testament. What does it say in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6? Be careful, which means anxious, for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Give it all to God. Because he is with us. He is our God. He says, I don't want you to fear, and I don't want you to worry. But he doesn't stop there. Go back to Isaiah 43:10. He not only promises to be with us and to travel with us in this journey here on this earth, fighting the devil, fighting the world, fighting sin, fighting our own flesh. But he goes on to say in verse 10, I will strengthen thee. That fight that I mentioned takes a lot of strength. You think it takes strength to go to war and fight the enemy? It does. And God says, don't be concerned about how much strength you have on your own. I've got all the strength you need. I will strengthen thee. Amen. I will give you the strength. Psalm 46:1. Turn there if you would quickly. Psalm 46, verse 1. The Bible says, God is our refuge and what? Strength. A very present help in trouble. God is our strength. What do we read in Philippians 4:13? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. God says, I'm not only going to go with you, I'm going to give you the strength to do what you need to do until I bring you back to heaven. Isaiah 26:4 says, the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. So God says, don't fear, don't be dismayed, because I'm not only with you, but I will strengthen you. That's not where he finishes, though. Isaiah 43:10, let's go back there. He not only says, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Anybody here need some help? We all do, don't we? Every day we need some help. God says, I'm there. I'm with you. And I will help you. Yes, we are weak. Yes, we are sinners. And we need help all the time. God says, I'm there. I will help thee. Psalm 18:2, he says, he is our deliverer. If you look at Psalm 121 and verse 1, God says to keep our eyes up, because God is the one who will help us. Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2, he tells us, we're not to walk around looking at the ground. We're to walk around keeping our eyes on him. Psalm 121, verse 1. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. And just to remind us who he is, which made heaven and earth, the creator of the universe. That's where my help comes from. That's a lot of help. Amen. The all-powerful God. Fear not. Don't be dismayed, because I'm with you. And I'm going to give you the strength. And I'm going to help you. But it doesn't stop there. Isaiah 43:10. Let's go back there again. I don't want you to fear. I don't want you to be dismayed. Not only am I with you, not only am I going to strengthen you, not only am I going to help you, but verse 10, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah. Look at Psalm 37, verse 23. God promises to hold us up. Anybody here in this morning that's a Christian that's ever stumbled? Yeah. It's called life, isn't it? Look what he says, Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Though he fall, sometimes we're going to stumble. Sometimes we're going to fall a little bit, but what does God say? I'm going to uphold you. I'm going to pick you back up, and I'm going to uphold you. Psalm 145:14 says, the Lord upholdeth all that fall. If you've ever fallen, join the crowd. Amen? Get it right, confess it, whatever you need to do. But God never turns his back on us. God never quits on us. God never gives up on us. He says, I'm there. And I'll pick you back up and push you on your way. I will uphold you. What a blessing. Don't fear, don't be dismayed, because I'm with you, I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you. We could just stop there and be blessed. But it goes on to say in verse 11, behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee, that they war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. God already told us not to fear, not to be dismayed. But what he's telling us here is, you're going to fight some battles. You're going to have some enemies on earth. If not just the devil, it's going to happen. There's going to be people that will come against you. What are we supposed to do? Look at Psalm 34:17. We're supposed to not fear. We're supposed to not be dismayed. We're supposed to trust the one that's promised that he will be with us no matter what. That he will uphold us. That he will help us, that he will strengthen us. Psalm 34:17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Amen. Look at Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 8. Jeremiah was one of those prophets that went through a lot of suffering. spent some time in a mud pit at the bottom of a well. He had a rough go. People wouldn't listen to what he had to say, and it came straight from God. But look what God said at the beginning, Jeremiah 1:8. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Jeremiah, you're going to face some major trials. I'm with you. And I'm not saying you're not going to have trials, but I'm saying I'm going to deliver you from your trials. No matter what they might be, God's promised, he's there. Verse 13 of our passage, chapter 41, verse 13. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. I can remember years ago, when I first started being a bus captain at our church in Seattle. I had never done anything like that before. I had never witnessed anybody before. I didn't even know how. But I had a job to do on Saturdays, and that's to recruit kids to come to church. And to do that, I had to knock on doors. I was scared to death. And I remember talking to our assistant pastor. He was old, like I am now, but I was young back then. He said, Shane, you need to realize that every time you go up to someone's door and knock on that door, Jesus is standing there right beside you. And you and Jesus make a majority. Amen? And I've never forgotten that. He says he will hold our right. He says he'll hold our hand. And you know, we're going to face a lot of battles. We're going to have some things in the Christian life that are going to be tough. God says, I'm with you. I'll give you the strength. I'll give you the help. I'll lift you up when you need lifted up. I'll take care of the enemies, but I'm going to hold your hand. Think about it. When the children are small, we're walking them across the road. How hard do we hold on to that hand? Because we don't want them to get hit by a car. That's God with us. Amen. He says, I will hold thy right hand. Psalm 16, verse 8. Look what David said. David went through so many trials. Not only before he became king, but even after he became king. But here in Psalm 16, 8, he said, I've set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Amen? God's never left me, David said. He's always been at my right hand. Look at 2 Timothy 4. The Apostle Paul here, 2 Timothy 4:17, talking about how he faced many attacks, many trials, many people abandoning his ministry. Look what he says. This is the last chapter that he wrote before he was martyred for Christ. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Amen? That's not a literal lion, by the way. That's the roaring lion talked about in 1 Peter 5:8, the devil. He says, the Lord stood with me. This is what God promises to his children. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed, because I am with thee. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee. I will protect thee. And I will hold thy right hand. Isn't God good? Aren't we so blessed to be his children? Hallelujah. He says, so serve me. I've given you everything you need. I've given you my presence, my strength, my help, my protection. I'm even going to hold your hand. So don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. For I am with you. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord, we love you so much. We are so blessed to be your children. We just can't praise you enough for your kindness to us, Lord, and all these beautiful promises that you give us in your precious word. I pray, Lord, that we would not be afraid. We would not be dismayed. But we would go forward and serve you, knowing that you are right there beside us, holding our hand, strengthening us, protecting us, helping us, lifting us up. And when we get to heaven, our desire is that you would say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.